Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from the chair of the Community Haven House Advisory Committee, Susan Wolfgram, about how the unhoused in Eau Claire handled the bitter cold temperatures this week, the current location for the Community Haven House, their plans for a permanent facility, and more. All ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We're talking on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week with Dr. Susan Wolfgram. She's emeritus professor from UW-Stout. She also is a member of the City of Eau Claire Plan Commission, co-chair of the Jonah Affordable Housing Task Force, co-director of the Eau Claire Tenant Landlord Resource Center, president of the Board of Directors of Community Haven House Incorporated, and chair, as I mentioned earlier, of Community Haven House Advisory Committee. And so to start with, Susan, how do you even have time to do the interview wearing all those hats?
Well, you gave me very short notice, but we always prioritize the things that are important. I want to thank you so much, Mark, for inviting me. For those that are unfamiliar with Jonah, Jonah stands for Joining Our Neighbors in Advancing Hope, and we are a faith-based, grassroots, social justice nonprofit that addresses equity issues in our community. And today, of course, you've asked me to talk about those experiencing homelessness in our community and the need for a day resource center, otherwise known as Community Haven House.
What about for those who have reservations or concerns about Jonah? What would you say to comfort them?
Well, just using the homeless issue as an example, for those folks that really would believe in individual responsibility, for instance, and every human being really has a responsibility to take care of and support themselves, what I usually say to those folks is that investing in a day resource center for those experiencing homelessness in our community saves taxpayer dollars. So, for instance, being exposed to the elements during the cold months and during warm weather, storm, and heat events is life-threatening. And what we see in our statistics are an increased demand for hospital emergency room visits, inpatient stays in our hospitals, EMS calls, police calls, incarceration, and mental health crises, all of which result in very high public costs and poor health outcomes, including premature death. So I would let folks know that law enforcement in our community, our business community, our tourism community, and our health systems have all demonstrated support for a day resource center.
And in fact, even as you're talking, great answer. And I think back to last year, a news conference you had, as well as kind of a celebration at the previous location on Farwell Street for the Community Haven House in Eau Claire. And yeah. That was the featured Chippewa Valley This Week, roughly a year ago. But this year, just in the nick of time, there is a different location for the Community Haven House. Tell us about that.
Okay.
And that location, because I know you were trying a lot of different ways to try to find a different location.
Absolutely. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to give maybe a minute of background about homelessness in the Chippewa Valley and the need for the center, if you don't mind. So homelessness is growing in the Chippewa Valley. There's a semi-annual count we do that the state does. It's called the point in time count. And without getting into the weeds and all of that, it found a significant increase in homelessness in the Chippewa Valley last year. In July of 2019, some folks might remember that the city sponsored a project called the Eau Claire Sprint Cycle, focusing on chronic homelessness. And at the end of that project, the hired consultant, Aaron Healy, outlined ongoing concerns in our community regarding persistent barriers to forward progress. And the top concern was the inability for us to reduce street homelessness, that people need a productive place to go and stay during the day. And then otherwise notable as well, Libby Richter, who's the social worker at the library, it's a shared city and county position. She did a survey in 2021 of approximately 40 to 60 of our homeless in our community, and it's currently being updated. But anyway, she sought to assess the greatest needs of people experiencing homelessness in Eau Claire and confirmed the need for a day resource center. The top priority for folks, of course, was to secure their own apartment. However, the next top concern was that our homeless neighbors identified not feeling welcome in their city. Many, many preferring to stay outside in the parks, and other pressing needs included access to bathrooms, food, healthcare, transit, storage, and laundry facilities. So our stakeholder group, our group has been working over the past 3 years to reach the goal of having a holistic day resource center by April 30th, 2025, when our lease at the new location expires, which I'm going to get to that in just a second here. So I want to let people know that addressing homelessness, it's on a continuum from safe day sheltering, day and night, to permanent housing, which is obviously the ultimate goal. But it can take months up to a few years to be housed. For instance, right now, our housing authority in the city of Eau Claire has 400 plus families waiting for housing. So folks need a safe and dignified space to wait while receiving restorative services. And the services at the Day Resource Center would complement those offered at our overnight shelter, Sojourner House, run by Catholic Charities. It would not duplicate them. So we're working very closely with them. And we would be following best practice, which is called a scattered site model. Instead of, you know, having a 24-hour building where you are congregating people, we would have these services at different sites. So you have the Day Resource Center, you have the overnight shelter, you have the community table. So now going into what you really asked, which is about our new temporary location. So we were at, as you know, we were at Christ Church Cathedral for 2.5 years, and it's funded through city and county ARPA funds. In late November, we were unexpectedly notified by the church that the building was sold and our services would need to terminate on a very short timeline by early December. Ultimately, we were given an extension to December 15th, and our services terminated on December 12th. Kevin Birch of Catholic Charities at Sojourner House very graciously accommodated our guests during the day, however, at very limited capacity until we secured an alternative location. I want to give a big shout out to Billy Hufford, our City of Eau Claire Project Management Coordinator of Planning and Housing, and also a shout out to Amber Cernahaus of Acquisition Realty and Development, who really worked tirelessly and then were able to secure a lease with the former pawn shop at 412 Washington Street. And we now have that lease until April 30th of 2025, and we began serving guests on Christmas Day, December 25th. Would you like to know the hours at the new location, Mark?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So our hours now have expanded just a bit. Everything is based on funding, and we are always onboarding staff as we acquire new funding. But right now, they're Monday through Saturday from 8 to 2. Sojourner House does not open until 7, so yes, that leaves a five-hour gap of time there, which obviously is a challenge and a problem. And then we're open on Sundays 8 to 4, when in Eau Claire, buses do not run on Sundays. That's another problem that we're advocating for. And then the library is not open. So also, since opening on Christmas Day, on average each weekday, we serve approximately 40 guests, And then on weekends, particularly on Sundays, the number increases up to 75. And now with the weather being brutally cold, we can see up to 100 plus guests.
Talking to Dr. Susan Wolfgram, Professor Emeritus from UW-Stout, and talking about how the unhoused survived this brutally cold week. The new location here for the next year plus for Community Haven House at 412 Washington Street. And how did they? I mean, what interaction did you have with some of the folks? Because this was a horrible week. This was as bad as it gets typically.
Terrible. So it's not, you know, this isn't like a good story. Even being outside on the street for a few minutes in this brutal cold, any extreme weather, heat or cold, is life-threatening, and it increases already the mental health challenges and the physical health challenges that people have living on the street. Many of them occur because of needing to survive on our brutal streets. So when Haven House is not open, the only thing we really can do is we encourage folks to go to the library or ride the bus to a safe location of their choice. And, you know, libraries across the country have really been kind of default homeless spaces where the doors are open and folks are welcome, but it still is not a private space for people, right? You're surrounded, mm-hmm. you're surrounded by the public. Sundays are the biggest challenge, with the library not open and buses not running. So there is a city-county group right now that is working on a more systemic process for addressing extreme weather with our homeless community. But right now, that's the only plan that we have.
Mm. The search is still on for a permanent residence for the Community Haven House. So where are you at? And you got a sizable contribution from the city, but where did things fall in terms of the county this week in those ARPA funds that tie in with the American Rescue Plan Act?
Yes. So right now, just so folks know again, the city contributed $500,000 from ARPA funds for the new permanent site. We have made public comment and are talking with county board supervisors and county officials about them making a contribution from their leftover ARPA funds. So right now, most of the leftover ARPA funds went to the jail improvement project and Beaver Creek Reserve. There is approximately $250,000 left, and we are advocating and do have some county board support in asking for that $250,000 to be contributed towards the permanent site. I'm not able to share any specifics publicly right now, but there is an agency in town that is stepping forward to be the owner of the building, and the city and the county do not want to be the owner of the building. And then there is another agency that has stepped forward to be the operator of the Day Resource Center. The only contingency with the city money was that whoever owns the building, it's mandatory that it includes the Day Resource Center. So we're hoping very, very much between now and the next county board meeting, which is February 20th, their website says the 21st, but it's the 20th at 7 o'clock, that if any members of your audience are in support of the $250,000 going to the Day Resource Center, that they go to the county board website and fill out the public comment form, which would be open on the 20th, and just let the county board know that you are in support of us receiving that money for the homeless community in the Chippewa Valley.
Dr. Susan Wolfgram with us. It's Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. She's the chair of the Community Haven House Advisory Committee. Day housing for the unhoused in Eau Claire during these cold winter months of particular concern. So how much do you need overall to buy this location and then turn it into what you want it to be?
Well, you know, the best location obviously is downtown. We want to be close to Sojourner's House. You have so many people with mental health challenges and physical disabilities. So anything farther out than being on one bus route would be very inconvenient for people. Buildings and vacant land to build new in the downtown is very scarce, but we do have a couple of options that we are pursuing that we feel very hopeful about. Again, Billy Hufford from the city is working very, very hard to be able to identify that location. And I wish that I would be able to give any more specifics right now, but I'm just not able to do that. But we're feeling hopeful, Mark.
Can I just ask the location that used to be housed by the Hope Gospel Mission right across from the library? I mean, obviously they got out of there because they were concerned about the deterioration of that building. So is that just ruled out because of the declining quality of that structure?
Well, we looked at just about everything twice, talked with everybody owning buildings at least twice. And the owner of that, because that actually was something that was a live option, but the owner of that building isn't ready to sell it. I believe he also owns the State Theater, and he's not willing to part with that either, because I do think there are future plans for that. So that's off the table. A lot of the obvious buildings, you know, people talk to us like about the Metro as well, which is next to Shift, but they aren't going to be selling right now. We really have scoured everything. And right now, you know, it's difficult to say, you know, if you don't know if you're building new, if you don't know if you're renovating right now. Working with the city and, you know, with some folks around construction costs, we're thinking that it may be anywhere between $3 and $6 million. Right now, we have that $500,000 from the city. Mayo Health Systems gave us $100,000. That was in the paper. We're hoping to get this money from the county. We have quite a bit of fundraising that we are planning to do, but of course, it's going to be nice to know what the actual amount is that we are going to have to fundraise. And right now, it just hasn't been specifically identified, but my guess is that it will be within the next couple of weeks.
In conclusion, Dr. Wolfgram, if people want to support your effort financially or volunteer to serve at the Community Haven House at 412 Washington Street, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 2, or Sundays, 8 to 4, where should they go?
They should email Billy Hufford at the city, and her email is, if you don't mind me giving it.
Go ahead.
Is Billy, capital B-I-L-L-I-E dot, Hufford, capital H-U-F-F-O-R-D, at Eau Claire, W-I, so all of that one word, Eau Claire, W-I, .gov. If folks want to volunteer at the Haven House right now, I think the easiest thing to do would be to email me at Wolfgram, W-O-L, F as in Frank, G-R-A-M, dot Susan M, at gmail.com, and I will pass on the information to our on-site coordinator.
Dr. Susan Wolfgram, our guest on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, Professor Emeritus at UW Stout, also the chair of the Community Haven House Advisory Committee, president of the Board of Directors of the Community Haven House, also on the City of Eau Claire Plan Commission, co-chair of Jonah Affordable Housing Task Force and co-director of the Eau Claire Tenant Landlord Resource Center. Talking with us about the location for the Community Haven House between now and the end of next April and trying to raise funds for a permanent location. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.